Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Yehu is unfortunately a disappointment. V'yehu lo shamar lo leches besoras Hashem Elokei Yisrael b'chol levavot. Yehu was not careful to go in the ways of the Torah of Hashem, the God of Israel, with all his heart. Lo sar me'al chatos yoravam. And interesting that we repeat ourselves just a few psukim later. He didn't turn away from upon all of the sins of Yeravam, asher hechati es Yisrael, that Yeravam had caused Yisrael to sin. Yeravam, really. You could see why the Mishnah says that Yeravam is one of the kings who lost his Olam Haba. Because every time we mention his name, we also mention not just that he sinned, but that he caused Yisrael to sin. And that's almost worse. That's his reputation as one who was a Mesis, one who caused sin among other people. It's interesting in our age where we just care about ourselves and what we do, the age of the iPod and the iPhone, I. It's not so much I. It's what I do to others and what I convince others to do that is on my account, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, even personal responsibility is pretty much abrogated these days. But if your responsibility is really what you cause others to do, maybe we would all be very careful. It's a domino effect. When you tip that first domino, you're causing an entire string of them to just fall all in a row. And if you're the force that poked that first one, you're responsible. This is hundreds of years after Yeravam ben Nevat, but we still invoke his name in the Nach constantly. And in a way, this is going to be a preface to the next couple of psukim, where we're going to see what else Yehu does wrong. So his heart is not whole with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not fully committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is interesting, because at the same time, he had this bloody purge of idolatry, as Rabbi Israel puts it. So you would think he would get a lot of credit for that. But unfortunately, he is going to have vengeance against him. It says in Hosea, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Hosea through the Nebuah, I will soon punish the house of Yehu for the blood of Yisrael, Dam Yisrael, and I will put an end to the entire kingdom of Yisrael. So, why is Yehu somehow considered responsibility for the Dam Yisrael? So Rashi says there in Hosea, because Yehu Uvanav worshipped idolatry. And so Hashem says, and this is really something, that the blood of Beis Achav was spilled in vain, because Yehu keeping idolatry going was al achas kama v'kama worse. It was a great moment, a great opportunity to expunge, to get rid of idolatry from Yisrael. Because after the dramatic death of Achav, you have a real chance at reboot, at hitting the reset button. But instead, Yehu really fails almost worse, because he was the instrument of Hashem's vengeance before. Just kind of a fascinating take on what this means. And if you look at the next couple of psukim, you begin to sense that Malchus Yisrael is headed on a downward path, on a shrinkage of the Malchus. Because Lamed Beis, Vayom Nohem, Hechel Hashem Lakatzos B'Yisrael, it says so openly. In those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to cut down Malchus Yisrael. Likatzos, to chop, but also kates, which means an end. The kates is coming. This is a time when you need to be even stronger. You got rid of the Baal. That's a big step, but it's not enough. The Me'am Loes says that actually the responsibility was even more on the shoulders of Yehu at this point. Because a person has to improve himself continually. The moment you become complacent, the moment you relax your efforts, you begin to deteriorate. You may think it's only that you're not getting better, but in reality, you're getting worse. I'll never forget, we had a new president come to my college where I work, and he did a convocation, which is the first meeting with the faculty, the staff, everybody. And we were all curious of what this new guy was going to be like. He was from Colorado and originally from Texas. His name was Byron McLenny. He came in to talk to us. And the very first thing he did was have a soprano sing the song Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music. And it was so corny. It was 2001 before, maybe it was even, no, it was probably before that, 2000. And we're all elbowing each other. Climb every mountain. But then he said something really interesting, and he wasn't wrong. He said he had read an article in Crane's Business that said, if you're not moving forward, you're falling backward. Said, if you're not advancing, if you're not continuing, and you just think you're standing still, it's like one of those people movers at the airport. It's really pulling you back by standing still. You have to push against the force. It's more like walking the wrong way on an escalator or a people mover. You have to push against the forces trying to pull you back. And that's a truth that is written here in the Tanakh. So obviously Byron knew his prophets. As the pasuk finishes, Vayakem Chazael b'chol gvul Yisrael. And Chazael began to smite them on all the borders of Israel. Remember that Chazael was the king of Aram, and that Elisha had wept when Chazael became king because he saw the bloodshed that was to come. And the nevuah that Eliyahu had been given was that those who escape the sword of Chazael will be killed by Yehu, and those who escape the sword of Yehu will be killed by Elisha. Chazael, says the Ma'am Loes, is attacking the Jewish people indiscriminately. He's just trying to kill all Jews, righteous as well as wicked. Yehu only pursued those who committed averos in public. So Yehu got with his sword the people who deserved it, the wicked. So it's not as bad as maybe it sounded. But Elisha could see what was in men's heart. And he cursed the wicked and then they died. So by saying Chazael, then Yehu, then Elisha, it's actually the other way around. Elisha killed the ones who really deserved it, the ones who in their heart were absolutely sinful. Think about the 42 boys and the bears. Yehu killed those who openly sinned. Chazael killed everybody. So Chazael's the worst, the highest level of killing. And here he comes, and Klal Yisrael is in danger. Quick correction. Today, of course, was Melachim Beis Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. Not, as I said at the beginning, Perek Yud Aleph.